In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's share these sentences responsively to set our hearts this morning for worship. From Psalm 119, let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord.
Your salvation according to your promise.
Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope.
This is my comfort and my affliction, that your promise gives me life.
My soul longs for your salvation.
I hope in your word.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens.
Your faithfulness endures to all generations.
In our gospel text from Luke chapter 10, we're going to hear about two sisters, Mary and Martha. You probably know the passage well. And the challenge for Martha is that she's distracted and filled with lots of anxiety and trouble. So in our confession, we're going to focus on those challenges of Martha and how we too are oftentimes distracted and disrupted in life. Too often we have been distracted and forgotten about how good God is to us. Let us begin today by confessing our shortcomings and placing our trust in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, Lord God of our tomorrows, we confess our sinful condition before you. We desire something better than what we have and what we are. We know ourselves too well and see our human frailty. We know that our temporary gods are vulnerable and will crumble under the test. We realize that our desires are fickle and backfire on us at the worst times. Let us see today the promise of something better in our lives. That promise of something better is found in the work and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and in the forgiveness of sins. God, our Heavenly Father, hears the prayers of all people and answers those prayers. Our prayer for forgiveness is answered in the person and work of Jesus, who died for our sin that we might have new life. By the command of Jesus, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for our hymn of confidence.